Tom was making fun of me earlier this morning because I have a certain way of pushing buttons on the board when we get fired up.
He pushes them all three times. Yeah. I thought it was to make sure they were either off or on, but apparently it is something that you are compelled to do.
Yeah. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. And I found an article from the Newswire, PR Newswire, about other things that we as a human race have. Do you you ever flush the toilet in a public restroom with your foot instead of touching the handle?
Yes.
Constantly.
No, I am not that. I am not that.
Constantly.
Germophobic.
If I had them available, I would put on the blue surgical gloves when using a public restroom.
Ooh. That's not a bad idea.
I mean, I just hate the thought of having to touch things in a public restroom.
So you probably don't even want to even think about you using a porta potty or one of those pit latrines at a campground.
Actually, during my state park hike, which is the upcoming subject of today's commentary in 20-something minutes, the latrine facilities at one of our state parks.
Stinky.
Well, I mean, it's a seat, but you're going in a very deep hole.
Oh, if you slip and... Oh, yeah.
And it's got vents and what have you. When the wind was blowing on my most intimate areas.
Yeah. Well, that was certainly more information than we needed. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You know, how interesting would it be, though? He brought up if you were to bring the blue TSA gloves into a bathroom with you, and before you saddle up, you're putting on the gloves. Can you imagine what the other people in the restroom are going to be like? Why is he putting on? What is the wrong with him that he has to... What's wrong with him that he has to put on gloves before he touches his own junk? What? I don't understand. Anyway, so
then say something afterwards, like, "Don't worry, it's not contagious."
Or, "Don't worry."
As far as we know,
don't worry, we almost have it under control.
Yeah.
And then just walk away. Apparently, in a new survey that was conducted of us Americans, yes, most of us use a foot to flush the public toilet.
Most? Really?
42% of us will not touch the handle of a public bathroom door, and we use paper towels to open it when we leave. 25% of us will wipe down the silverware at a restaurant. No. And 25% of us wipe down the surfaces in a hotel room. Mm-hmm.
But the restroom door is right, because how many people wash their hands after using the toilet?
Less than, not as many
not
as they
many,
should.
And then they touch the door to go back out.
Yeah, but more than half will use their foot to flush the restroom.
You know how much bacteria and stuff that you have ingested over the years, and yet here you are.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine, perfectly healthy. In fact, ingesting that stuff is probably what has kept you healthy, because it has built up your immune system.
Because that's my bacteria. The public restroom, it's somebody else's bacteria.
I don't want your bacteria. I got my own damn bacteria. Keep your own bacteria to your own self.
Have you looked at that keyboard you used every day in there? Have you looked at the keyboards here and all of the stuff that is in and on it?
If I could, we would wall off this studio and I would be the only person using it.
Brother.
Yeah.
If they ever put a lock on this door, it would be locked when I'm done with my newscasts.
Mm-hmm. I will know that I have made it in radio when the only person that uses the control board and the microphone is me.
Well, good luck.
When I walk into the studio and it says Seth Mila on the door for the morning show use only. Of course, that's probably never going to happen. Anyway. All right, so do you think, last but not least, about our human behavior, do you think that when you step in line at the grocery store, you are getting into the slowest line possible?
It always seems to work out that way, doesn't it?
When I change lines, that new line becomes the slowest line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not your imagination. People at Wired Magazine took a look at this phenomenon, and there are three factors that make sure you're always getting hosed. Grocery stores monitor how many customers there are and often open a specific number of checkout lanes, just enough to handle the flow. So there's even a slight delay in one lane, like a price check, that creates a pileup and hoses everything else. the odds are always against you, apparently. There are three lanes open. You've got a 33% chance of picking the fastest one, meaning two out of the three times you're going to guess wrong and see other people moving faster. It apparently is not just all in your mind.
The last time I was at the grocery store and the lady said, "I can take someone here on aisle 5.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in front of me cut across the three other people and had to be the first person at aisle 5.
Yeah, and that's when you hit him in the back of the head with a salami or whatever it is you have.
No, I said, "Sir, I'm glad you didn't jump over anything."
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm glad you didn't hurt yourself.
He tries to shame them.
Places
they
like
can't
Best...
be, they can't be shamed.
Wow. It's fine. I can shame them on the radio.
I want to get a business card that on the back says, "You are tomorrow's show fodder." Like places like Best Buy and Barnes & Noble use a better system, apparently, where everyone's in one line, and the first person in line just goes to whichever cashier is open next. Mathematically, it is a faster way to get people out. Studies have found that people don't like that system, however. We like to feel that we are in control of picking our own lines, and we will make those decisions. So there it is. Yes, you are in the slow lane, and yes, we have weird particular things. I would probably push buttons with my feet on this board now that I've started thinking about all the germs and the nastiness that's on it. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Oh, this is not good here. Tyler Perry is being sued over his plans to build a $33 million movie studio in Georgia. Even crazier, the guy suing him is also played by Tyler Perry.
Really?
The guy's amazing. I don't know how he does it, but he's a talented guy. But
either way.
But it's a win-win for him, dude.
Win-win for Tyler.
Well, now, this is a weird story. A man in San Francisco was arrested last week after he got drunk at the airport and then tried to pose as a TSA agent so that he can give pat-downs to female travelers. Oh, man. People could tell something was up because TSA agents generally don't say, "Auga." No, that's not good. I saw that Brazil is considering a plan to convert its World Cup soccer stadiums into apartment buildings. And this is cool. Brazil's goalie has already been offered a job as the doorman. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Come on in. Let me get the door for you.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.